Let's begin. Find a comfortable, stable position and settle down for our visualization meditation. First, be sure that you're seated comfortably, that your legs and hands are in a stable posture, and make sure that your spine is as straight as possible, your head slightly bent forward with your eyes gazing ahead as before. And let's begin by taking some nice deep breaths through your nostrils. Take a dozen or so deep breaths. Following your breath, feeling it on your nostrils cool. Following it up nasal passages, around, down your windpipe, and into your chest and diaphragm, so it feels like it's filling your abdomen. And after the pause, follow it out again, right up, around, and out your nostrils. You want to breathe deeply and evenly to begin to center your mind again. And as you're breathing, be sure to check that your body is relaxed. Let go of any tension in your feet and legs. Settle into the posture, letting go of tension in your abdomen and lower back. Feel your shoulders and arms, your hands and fingers, and let the tension go. Let the tension in your neck and shoulders, your scalp and forehead melt away. Relax those muscles of your face, especially around your eyes and the smile muscles, so that as you breathe deeply, you're settled in a comfortable, pleasant posture. And you can feel the breath filling your whole body with refreshment and relaxation. Follow your breath deeply again, up your nasal passages, down into your chest and diaphragm, and feel it spread refreshment into all your inner body, all your organs and tissues. Feel it gathering any tension or toxins, pulling them out. And then exhale them as if they were black smoke. So take some nice deep breaths, filling the core of your body with refreshing relaxation. And then releasing any tension in your body, in your core body, out through the breath in the form of black smoke. And as you breathe, slip into that natural rhythm. Let your mind ride on the breath as if it were a flying horse carrying you in and down, and then up and out. Ride the breath till you're feeling close to it. Going in and out. In and out. Until you lose track of whether you're breathing it or it's breathing you. Follow the tide in and out. And as you follow it, let yourself take a little deeper dip in, as if you were dipping into the waves of an ocean. Coming in and out. In and out. And as you breathe, letting the natural rhythm that has sustained you your whole life carry you, becoming one with it. Be aware that you're part of a large sea of life, and that the breath within and without is sustaining and revitalizing without your having to do anything. That it's rebalancing your relation to your environment and the universe naturally, without your having to do anything but be with it. And as you let yourself be open to and part of that process of purification and rebirth, let your mind travel back in your life to a time when you were feeling very, very well. When you were feeling healthy and strong, vital and growing. Whenever that was, let yourself feel it. And imagine yourself in that scene, wherever it was, at whatever age. Imagine that environment that made you feel so well, so alive, so full of energy and possibility. And let your mind's eye take it in. The beauty and the particularity of it. And let your body feel what it was like to be there. Try and get a real sensual feel of how you were sitting or standing, what it felt like, the ground. What the air was like coming in and out. And now, in the space before you, just far enough for you to spread your whole body, but a little bit above the height of your eyes. Imagine in a beautiful, healing landscape, a large flower blooming, just an unreal, beautiful flower, bigger than life. And on it, imagine that cushions of transparent energy, breath energy, like the sun and moon, just hum there on top of that beautiful flower, bigger than life. Just enjoy the energy as if your mind was like a bee humming around that strong, intense, vital energy of the flower blooming and the energy of the breath of life just resonating. And now on those discs, like cushions, imagine your natural healer sitting or standing. Imagine your inner healer envisioned in front of you, just appearing to you, like a dream or mirage, and becoming clearer as you let your mind's eye look over how he or she sits or stands, the age, the physical features, from the hair, the face, the arms, the hands, the body, the legs and feet, and the clothes. Just filled with natural ease and brimming with the energy of health. Your health, only without any limits. And imagine within the crown of the healer, you see a spot of light, like a seed or syllable, white light, clear, and within the throat, a seed of red light, clear, like a syllable. And in the heart, a seed of blue light. And now, imagine yourself addressing with your mind or out loud that healer by name and asking him or her to really come and animate the image that you've mentally created. like a spirit coming from another realm, traveling through space and time, and just being there until that healer seems totally alive and real as you. And now, reflect and recognize and let yourself admire the qualities of health and the energies that that figure is emitting and holding out there for you, almost close enough to touch. The physical beauty and youth, the energy of calm and yet peace, happy, serene and satisfied energy, and the mental peace, the freedom from worries, the freedom from limits, freedom to grow and see. And praise those qualities, either in your mind or out loud, with a clear understanding that by moving toward them as embodied in that healer before you, they can heal and protect you from illnesses and problems and limitations. And that by the presence of that healer embodying them in your mind's eye, the capacities within you to have that health, peace, freedom, those capacities will grow. And so go for help to that imagined and invited healer, the healer you're invoking. Go as if your life depended on it. Invest your mental energy in that beautiful possibility that's a reality right now in your mind's eye and in the space of your meditation. And now also be aware of how willing you would be to share your whole life, to give your whole life and everything that's precious and beautiful, to have those qualities fully realized in you. How much more important those qualities are than anything else. And let yourself even imagine the landscape where you originally remembered your wellness in the past, whatever was beautiful or healing or inspiring or whatever made you feel at peace or calm or free. Just imagine sharing them and giving them over to the healer that you've perceived in front of you in the eye of your meditation. Just offer them all. Totally let go and invite your healer to enjoy them. And now be aware of any limits or obstacles or weaknesses or negative habits that disturb your peace your freedom, and your health. Be aware of them honestly, looking at your life and yourself from the place of knowing that the healing potential you remember and imagine is a real possibility for you, and at some points you've tasted it. So from that positive space, let yourself get in clear focus what's keeping you from fully living your health. And let go of it if you feel you can, or at least make a commitment to let go of it when you can, when you're ready. Let go of those obstacles and make a commitment to do what it takes, whatever it takes, to realize those healing capacities that you see embodied in your mind's eye and that you can feel and remember in your past. Now ask the healer you've envisioned in front to help you get back in touch with those capacities to eliminate your obstacles to cultivating them. Ask for his or her help and imagine that your healer hears and responds with great love and care that come to you in the form of light from the syllables, from the seeds of your healer's crown, throat, and heart, from those red, white, and blue seeds. Imagine the light coming toward you and imagine the white light from the crown coming into yours, coming right into your brow and into your crown, and touching that point in your crown, which is just where your healer's seed spot is, and letting that white light flow from that point and fill your whole body. Very clear, crystalline white light, purifying any negativities of body and action, any physical impairments or negative habits of action. Any problems with your physical elements, your biochemistry. And imagine that that light fills your body, intensifying the sense of wellness you remembered, to the point that you feel the health and vitality completely filling all your cells and all the parts of your body. And filling you so fully that your body feels like a hollow vase just pervaded by light. And now imagine that that light streams out from the pores of your body, out into the environment around you, touching all the parts of the space where you remember feeling so well, and touching beyond that space all of the people around, and even going out to the remote other parts of the world, purifying any limits, any handicaps, any physical ailments and illnesses, any negative actions, and then gathering back again, reflecting back as if from a mirror, intensified by this health that you've shared with the whole world, coming back to the space where you are, gathering back into your body and intensifying the clear white light within, and gathering again at your crown in the form of a seed or a syllable full of energy, healing energy. Now imagine the red light from your healer's throat coming to yours and striking the point at your throat that corresponds to your healer's, and resonating that seed that's in you until a red light fills your whole body, this time touching the neural energies and all the regulation systems like hormones, and also your speech patterns and your thought patterns, and purifying any negativities in them and rebalancing their elements until your whole inner body becomes filled with a intense, crystalline, living crystal red light, making your body shimmer and radiate at this intense red, until that light pours out from all your pores in all directions, touching all the energies and all the speech and all the hormonal elements of the living things around you, and spreading even beyond your immediate surroundings to the world beyond, to the whole planet, purifying any negativities of nervous system energy or hormonal balance, purifying any false or negative speech, any harsh speech, or any idle speech, or any saccharine false speech. And then from that radiating, clarified speech and nervous energy coming back as if a mirror reflecting all of that to you beaming back toward you, back to your place and to your body, and filling your body and coalescing at the seed in your throat, making it even more intense until it resonates with this powerful healing energy that balances and cultivates the positive energy of your nervous system and your speech. Finally, now imagine the healer sending blue light from his or her heart to yours, and that light touching the seed of healing capacity in your mind, at your heart, and resonating with all your healthy qualities of mind until any negative states of mind, any negative attitudes or instincts with a deep imprint of habits on your mind are eliminated, and this clear, living, crystalline blue light fills your whole body from within. This incandescent blue light shining to all the parts of your mind, all the depths and nooks and crannies, and eliminating the shadows or negativities, the lazy habits or the bad habits of mind, until that energy makes your whole body resonate at that blue spectrum and pours through your pores out to all the space around you, resonating with the mind and consciousness of all the living things around you, and purifying their negativities, and even reaching beyond the space immediately around you to the whole world, and purifying all the negative states, all the anger and hostility, all the addiction and attachment, all the delusion, self-deception, the self-involvement or self-pity, until the whole earth feels free of mental negativity and at peace from the torment that they bring and the disruption of other energies. And now that light, like the blue of space, reflects back as if from a mirror all around you, beaming toward you as if by satellite beaming into your space and filling your body again and beaming toward the heart and the seed, making the blue seed of your mental healing abilities resonate to an incandescent, crystalline, living blue. And now imagine that the healer before you beams at the same time white, red, and blue lights toward you. And those white, red, and blue lights simultaneously strike the white seed at your crown, the red seed at your throat, and the blue seed at your heart, filling your body, speech, and mind with your healer's perfect capacities and qualities of body, speech, and mind, and eliminating any obstacles of all three dimensions of your life, and purifying your whole life process, your whole psychophysical process with rainbow light, until your whole body and mind are filled and luminous with this clear rainbow light, and like a bubble of light, your body is shining and floating with positive energy and qualities, until this light pours out your pores in all directions to all the living things and all the natural things around you, and then extends beyond the space immediately around you, gradually filling the whole earth with this rainbow light, eliminating any difficulties, limitations, or illnesses that involve all three aspects of body, speech, and mind. And that with that complete and perfect healing energy resonating all around you, it begins now to be mirrored back and to gather back towards you as if it's beamed from satellites all around you, intensely coming toward you in a wave of rainbow light from all directions that enters your body and mind and resonates with the seeds at your crown, throat, and heart, until all your capacities for healing your body, your speech and energy, and your mind are fully awakened, vitalized, and unlimited, unobstructed. And now, asking the healer before you to keep sustaining this positive energy that you feel now in your meditation. Imagine that the healer sends out from his crown or her crown a duplicate, like a small double of your healer, coming to your crown, and like a drop slipping into your body through the crown and melting down through your body as if down the center of your body, right toward your heart. And then slipping into the blue seed at your heart and melting into your mind-body process like a drop poured in water, until you feel inseparable from the ideal healer you saw before you, until you're one. And now, knowing that that capacity can always stay with you if you invoke it, and that your ideal healer is always with you. Let the blue light emerge again from the ocean where it dissolved at your heart, and stand there again, the seed of your perfect healing ability. And now imagine finally dedicating and committing all of the positive energy that you awoke by this meditation to fully realizing in reality, not just in fantasy or in meditation, but in your everyday life, the capacities that you have invoked and recalled. And with that, giving thanks to your ideal healer, that healer goes back to his or her own place, and the image that you created comes back to your mind, into your mind's eye. And now you can wake up again and remember to carry with you through the whole day this sense, if you can, and to whatever extent you can, the sense of the ability you have to invoke your healing inner potential and capacities.